Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is forming an exploratory committee for a 2024 run for the White House.
He's expected to make the announcement today in Iowa. If Scott runs, he'd be the second Republican from South Carolina seeking the office after former Governor Nikki Haley announced her bid in February. Scott has been traveling the country on his Faith in America tour, causing speculation that he could be the next Republican to challenge former President Trump for the GOP nomination. I'm Skip Kelly.
Republican lawmakers say they have uncovered records that indicate President Biden was meeting with Hunter's business partners in Obama's White House. The congressmen say records indicate four business partners, the vice president, and two assistants at Hunter Biden's now-defunct firm visited the White House more than 80 times when his father was vice president in the Obama administration. A former Obama stenographer is ready to testify, saying, quote, "Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with Jake Sullivan. I'm a witness of that happening," end quote. The leaks of classified U.S. intelligence documents on social media is challenging the Biden administration, which is struggling to provide answers to Congress, the public, and U.S. allies on how this could happen. President Biden is in Ireland today on a business and pleasure trip. The leak is threatening to undermine two of his foreign policies, strengthening U.S. alliance and supporting Ukraine. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg sued House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan yesterday, calling the Ohio Republicans' inquiry into the prosecution of former President Trump an unprecedented, brazen, and unconstitutional attack on a local criminal case. Representative Jordan from Ohio has demanded answers from Bragg about the case, which three House Republican chairmen called politically motivated against a presidential candidate. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Former President Trump yesterday gave his first interview since his indictment.
Fox's Tucker Carlson sat down with Mr. Trump to hear about his recent legal experience.
It was a sad day in many ways, and in many days, ways it was a beautiful day, because the people understand. I didn't know this was happening, but the poll numbers have gone through the roof. The people get it, and the other ones are hoaxes also.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is asking a federal judge to quash subpoenas issued by the House Judiciary Committee for information about the investigation into Mr. Trump, saying the committee is interfering in a local prosecution. Committee Chair Congressman Jim Jordan is telling Fox News it's actually the other way around. I'm Skip Kelly.
The federal government is being sued by two of Alaska's largest tribal groups.
They say it is bad, even for government work. The Association of Village Council Presidents and the Tanana Chiefs Conference claim that federal regulators are mismanaging Alaska's pollock and cod fishery during the ongoing salmon crisis. They say government fishery managers are relying on guidance from nearly 20 years ago, and they're asking a federal judge to intervene. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Mexico's top immigration official will face charges in a fire that killed 40 migrants in Ciudad Juarez last month. Federal prosecutors say he was remiss in not preventing the disaster, despite earlier indications of problems at his agency's detention centers. The decision to file charges happened late yesterday by Federal Attorney General's office. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, it's hump day in America. Bill Martinez here with you, and let's take a quick drive-by of what's going on. Tensions continue to rise in Taiwan. Between the communist Chinese, we've got more leverage that the communist Chinese are doing. They're now meeting with Brazil, and President Xi's ambition of being the dominant superpower and taking over the U.S. dollar continues to march along. And meanwhile, President Biden is in Ireland, I guess, finding his roots. And of course, he takes Hunter Biden with him. God only knows what. But they're not talking anyway, do they? What are they talking about? And of course, we just found out here recently that, Hunter Biden's associates met with Joe Biden during the Obama years some 80 times in the White House. 80 times. I'm not even sure Rick Manning's been to the White House 80 times. But of course, then he's not, he doesn't have a bag full of money there for the Bidens either. Otherwise, maybe he might approximate that, that dire number. And meanwhile, Janet Yellen says, not to worry about it. I mean, we're just going to raise the debt limit. And we're at 31 and, we could probably get up to about 50 trillion. Say what? In the midst of everything else we're going. Speaking of Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, he joins us now. And he's the genius that can cipher all this out and make sense of it. Hey, Rick.
Oh, man. That's
no pressure, huh?
Wow.
What do you say? I mean, this is just, absolutely insane.
Let's start with the debt ceiling. Okay. And with Janet Yellen, Joe Biden's budget for this, gave Congress, projects that by 2033, we will have a $50 trillion budget debt, national debt. That is what his projection is. His first year, 2024, it projects a $1.8 trillion budget deficit. For 6 months of 2023, we have $1.1 trillion budget deficit, so he's well on his way to surpassing 1.8 for this fiscal year. So bottom line is, Janet Yellen, with her, the pace we're going to be, $50 trillion may be aggressively optimistic. But having said that, it's there are things that can be done, but it just reinforces why the Republicans in Congress have to say that they won't raise the debt limit without some substantial changes in spending policy. And it's because ultimately what the other number that I'm sure Janet Yellen hasn't mentioned is that we're going to be spending next year more money for interest payments on the debt.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Then our whole Defense Department.
Rick, if we lose the petrodollar, all bets are off. I mean,
that's the other pressure point. And, you know, one of the things that happened is kind of under the radar because we don't pay attention to international politics in the United States. At least the news media doesn't, you know, the 2 minutes that they're willing to give to international politics, they don't, you know, they don't pay attention much to what matters. The meeting with Xi and the new government in Brazil is significant. Now, Brazil was part of the BRIC group.
The BRICS China, group, right.
India, with China, India, Russia. They were the B of the BRICS group. Mm-hmm. But when Bolsonaro was elected president of Brazil, there was a he kind of pulled back from that. There are still some relations with China in terms of sugar trade and other things, but he kind of pulled back from the and oil in particular, but pulled back from the attack on the dollar. He was much more in line with Donald Trump. They had an election in this past year that it made the U.S. 2020 election look like a clean election, and Bolsonaro lost, and a communist won, an ally of China won. And so, you know, we had this, and there were riots in the streets over it. There were, and there still remain riots in the streets over it. But yes, the most likely Chinese elected leader of Brazil, that's my speculation. It's not something I've hard fact on. But,
well, just follow the money. I mean, I don't think it's all that far out, Rick. I think you're hovering right over the target zone there.
Yeah, I think so, too, but I need to say that to people so they understand that's opinion and not something that I can, somebody said, show me the facts on that. I haven't researched it enough. Mm-hmm. But the Chinese allied, let's say the Chinese allied government in Brazil is, now they're going to up the ante. And one of the things Brazil has with the petrodollar is they have a massive amount of oil.
Yeah.
And interestingly, back during the Obama administration, when they were attacking our domestic oil industry, they were subsidizing, sent billions of dollars to subsidize Petrobras, which is the Brazilian oil company, a national oil company. So on the South American continent, we now have China doing deals with Venezuela, which has obviously the communist government, and has massive amounts of oil in the Gulf of Mexico. And then in Brazil, which has massive amounts of oil, and they control the two choke points on the Panama Canal, on both sides of the Panama Canal, they control the choke points. Mm-hmm. So so you have essentially China making a big move, destroying something we used to pay attention to way back when we were both young, something called the Monroe Doctrine, and have made massive inroads in terms of South America. And they just made a lot of conversations with the government of Honduras, which just opened a massive new international airport, which makes it a state-of-the-art international airport in Tegucigalpa, I think it's the capital. That's one of the three triangle countries that will remember that that our good friend, the Vice President of the United States, has been working so diligently with to try to deal with the root of the immigration problem. Of course, I think she's met with them one time in 3 years, but the Chinese understand it. The Chinese are playing a game of trying to isolate us around the world, and whereas they would not have... And they're emboldened by trying to now isolate us even on our own continent.
Yeah, but we're isolating ourselves due to incompetency here, Rick. Well, I mean, this is suicide.
I don't believe it's incompetence. You know, there's a lot of smart people in the Biden administration. They can see the map. It doesn't take a genius to look at a freaking map. And they see what's going on. They may not know what to do about it. or they may not have all that big of a problem with it. I can't tell you which one it is, but they certainly don't behave like people who are trying to pursue America's interests in the world.
Well, that's clear. You're exactly right. Bottom line, that is it. Call it incompetence, call it stupidity, call it whatever you want. Call it that they're relying on a Ouija board or Joe Biden's gut, right? It's not working, clearly, but they don't understand it. But meanwhile, America is counting on Joe Biden. And, this is a scary prospect, because we continue to see, call it what you want. If it's just by design that he wants to destroy this country, well, guess what? He's doing really well. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, just the way we wish the mainstream media could be. If they would just do their darn job, they're protected by our Constitution to be a free and fair press. They've sold us out, and this is what, when I say sold us out, it really is a war. It's us against them. People who still believe in the Constitution, believe in the founding of this nation based on Judeo-Christian principles. Now we've got a government that is attacking people of faith in the same manner in which they did the Tea Parties. They wanted to take them off the playing field, so they manipulated that, and they have been grave participants in the whole concept of voter suppression since. And now that's not enough. It's not enough that families, parents are domestic terrorists. Now they're aiming their targets at people of faith, and particularly the Catholic Church. And the FBI says, "Well, I know nothing. I know nothing about it, Rick Manning." I mean, there are liars, and then there's more liars, and it just seems like they are in great abundance in this administration.
Well, Christopher Wray is the Sergeant Schultz of the FBI. He sits there with things happening in plain sight and says, "I know nothing, nothing at all." He is a, the guy who couldn't figure out that coordinated attacks by people wearing the same outfits and using the same tactics and hiding behind umbrellas, across the country was a coordinated national effort, and denied the existence of Antifa as a national, because it's cell based, as being nationally organized. A guy who couldn't see that isn't all he sees are the crimes that apparently the FBI helps commit.
Exactly, and he couldn't see the FBI agents participating in the January 6th, riot, if you want to call it that. This is coming out. The very thing that you and I talked about, I mean, lickety-split, yeah. People that were there on the scene saw what was going on, whether it was Ray Epps and others, they said, this is too obvious. But, we can't call out the obvious and the lamestream media. They're more than a disappointment. And the thing is that the people that should be disappointed is us. Because we've allowed this. We've just gone along and have accepted their lies, their mostly peaceful protest crud when you got fires, burning in the background, cities being destroyed, and you got CNN and legacy media saying, well, it's mostly peaceful. This has been all absurd. And what they want us to do is to suspend, credulity and just go along with their narrative as we go just marching to the gallows here.
Well, that's the biggest challenge that we have in this battle is we're trying to get people to look at what's happening as what's really happening as opposed to what they wish was happening. And what they believe should be happening in America, and the difficulty in getting people to see what's really going on is it requires you to rethink everything. To look at underlying assumptions that you have and say, how can that be? And it's really challenging to, the average person doesn't want to do that. In fact, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but Rick, you have no choice though. Whether you go to the gas tank, you go to the store, you see what's going on. We see, the disruption that's happening in Ukraine. Russia's talking nuclear. I love what President Trump said last night. He said, "We never said the N-word." That's one of the two N-words you just don't speak in public. And now these guys are throwing out the N-word, whether it's Xi or, it's Putin. They're throwing it out casually, and you think about it. I mean, forget about $50 trillion in debt. You start firing nuclear bombs, I mean, it's all meaningless.
Well, 100%. That's 100% true. It is the casualness that, for instance, Putin moving medium range nuclear weapons into Belarus and elsewhere, with an intent of saying, we can hit most of Europe with these missiles, and and do something about it. Is those kind of things are escalations that you just that are threats directly to the population in Western Europe and or Europe, I guess.
Yeah.
And it is a and why Putin is doing that, and I'm talking to Xi differently, but why Putin is doing that is because in many respects his technologically his war has failed.
Mm.
They're now having to go back and use T-55 tanks in Ukraine.
Yeah.
T-55 tanks. The T-55 tank, if you people remember back in, it was, that's what Saddam Hussein was running around in, and that were just like sitting ducks on the battlefield when we rolled over Saddam Hussein. They had T-55 tanks. They were old junk when 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know they're older junk now.
Yeah.
So that's a you know there's a real problem that Putin has from a military capability standpoint is deteriorating. You know he has a nuclear arsenal and apparently not much else, and that's a when you have a nuclear arsenal and not much else,
mm-hmm.
it becomes increasingly dangerous. And when you're willing to talk about using it,
mm-hmm.
that's a signal that you know that's pretty strong, and it's meant to intimidate and scare people.
Well, and then you got political lunatics who are you know in the name of Mother Russia can gain access and start pushing buttons, and then you got oops with a nuclear bomb, no bueno on any level.
Well, yeah, that's the point that. The idea behind nuclear deterrence was always that nobody wins. It's a
mutual self-destruction.
Mutual assured destruction. And it was that was the idea behind deterrence for many, many years. Reagan actually changed that by saying, you know, we want to change this in a way so that we end this idea that we're adversaries in the nuclear world, but instead that we're partners in trying to stop nuclear proliferation, stop nuclear exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked for a while, but we're back at a mutually assured destruction world at a time when the left is determined to destroy our nuclear arsenal,
mm-hmm.
Which truthfully, with a hollowing out of our military, may turn out to be what we have as the main deterrence against aggression against us. So it's a, you know, we're in a, let's put it this way. The idiots who used to always do the nuclear clock and they got it like 30 seconds to midnight when things were actually calming down and we had solutions in the Middle East and all sorts of good things were happening, but because they were their leftist junk, they just, they always raise the clock. The fact is, we have never been closer to nuclear war than we are in the last 40 years, mm-hmm. 50 years than we are right now.
Exactly.
And that's Biden, a combination of either Biden's weakness or culpability, which is emboldened tyrants.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, the bottom line here,
tyrants
Rick.
Tyrants are emboldened.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. The bottom line here, Rick, after all we've been talking about this morning, is that, you know, we're like connecting the dots here for people. People need to connect their own dots and believe their eyes. You know, Biden would say, you know, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? Well, the facts are the facts. I mean, just like one of the stories that you've written about that was there at Get Liberty is the special counsel John Durham reveals evidence that Clinton aimed to smear President Trump. Well, no kidding. I mean, how many years does it take to discern the obvious? Now we have to wait until there's validation from a special counsel when we knew it from day one.
I think we need to get John Durham a white cane because he's kind of struggling a little bit with seeing the obvious, but finally is seeing it. Anyway, tough world. We need to be strong. Let your legislators know that America needs to be strong again, and support candidates who push that.
and check out how you can activate your citizenry, because more than ever, look at, we need new management, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to see it. You know, I know you're feeling it at the gas tank every time you go to the grocery store and you see all these threats. As Rick said, we've never been closer to nuclear war than we are today. Rick Manning, thank you.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Republican lawmakers say they have uncovered records that indicate President Biden was meeting with Hunter's business partners in Obama's White House.
I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Candidate Biden on the campaign trail. The congressmen say records indicate four business partners, the vice president, and two assistants at Hunter Biden's now-defunct firm visited the White House more than 80 times. When his father was vice president in the Obama administration. A former Obama stenographer is ready to testify, saying, quote, Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with Jake Sullivan. I'm a witness of that happening, end quote. Today is officially International Day for Human Spaceflight, as we celebrate humankind's special relationship with space. Lance Fry, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't blame you for being frustrated. We're at that tipping point where we're looking at what's going on in our culture, and you go, wait a minute, what's going on? What is happening? Our leadership cannot seem to figure this out. People that we've elected, people that we entrusted with our vote to do right, to keep us safe and secure so that we could, realize our constitutional ambitions of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What is going on? Lawlessness in America is only increasing, yes. You can believe your lying eyes. The left says, oh, you're not seeing this correctly. I mean, they are really convinced that all is well and that we're just in the midst of a bunch of mostly peaceful protests. And all these people that are being let out of jail that were once felons, we should have no concern about that. That they should be released into the communities again only to do what it is that they know to do. And that is to be felons. I mean, there's no assurance that they've given us that in New York that the progressive district attorney could say, oh, but we had a bunch of we had these great programs. You haven't seen it, but in the last 5 years we did all these great things, and we've really got a handle on recidivism, and everything's all under control. And this is why, with confidence, that we can reduce all these felonies to misdemeanors and let all these good reform people out into your community. Here to tell us more about it is the Honorary Chair of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
So did I characterize that correctly, or am I just out of my mind?
No, you're not out of your mind. The left has one set of rules for the people who are Biden and his cronies, and then they have another set of rules for all the rest of us. And if you're part of if you are Biden or his cronies, or you benefit their regime, mm-hmm. you live by one set of rules. It's mostly peaceful protests when you're lighting businesses on fire during your protest. And then if you're not part of that and you're not a pawn in their game, then they come after you and they use the full force of the law and then some against you, like what we're seeing with President Trump.
It's time, Jenny Beth, that we the people grow a spine. We have got to know what we're standing for. We have been, just as you said, we have been compelled to go along with their measures. They have found ways, and they're not stopping there. I mean, they're talking full-on control, things that are happening in China that you've heard Joe Biden himself say, oh, it's wonderful, that's a great thing, you know, having some sort of, you know, social credit score. And they're doing it right now corporately. You know, think you not, because they are now measuring these corporations based on their compliance with leftist policies. They are really mind-melting, you know, we the people and corporate America in such a way that we're rendering ourselves absolutely stupid. And then for those of us that are saying, wait a minute, people, you know, you don't want to go down that road. And what we're finding out time and again is that what we've said from the very beginning, Jenny Beth, you and I, it now comes out 5-6 years later. Like, you know, this report, this is so laughable. The report that came out yesterday from John Durham, all this money and all this, you know, all the manpower and everything that's gone into this investigation. And he deduces that that Hillary Clinton did meddle with the election, and that the evidence, you know, shows that she aimed to smear President Trump. Well, no kidding. I mean, it took all that money to figure this out. I mean, this is obvious. And we continue to ignore the obvious because the ruling party has control of the levers, and they're controlling everything in our lives and forcing us to believe the unbelievable.
Yes, that is, well, they're trying to force us to believe the unbelievable. Those of us, you know, we push back against it, but then when we push back against it, they call us names. They call us, you know, the very first one that always comes out is that you're a racist.
You're right.
And then they go from there. They so misused the attacks that people just become numb to the attacks, and they no longer are even shocked or surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
But they are using the government. They are weaponizing the government against citizens. They are ignoring law breaking by people who, like you just described, what happened with Hillary Clinton, what we talked about with the peaceful protest. And then I mentioned Donald Trump. But there are other serious problems that are going on where they're not telling the truth about what actually is happening in society. Mm-hmm. One example that's very alarming to me from the last week is that of Riley Gaines and what happened
exactly
to her when she mm-hmm. was speaking. All she is doing is saying that men are men, women are women, boys are boys, girls are girls, and men should not be competing against women in women's sports. Pretty simple. These are basic things that 10 years ago none of us would have been arguing about. And she was attacked, barricaded in a room, essentially held hostage because she was in there for 3 hours against her will. And the police were afraid to do very much to help her because they didn't want to push back against the people who were attacking her. And that is societal breakdown.
Exactly.
Breakdown of society. And if we continue along this path, every single one of us will experience violent crime in a way we have never experienced it before in our lives.
Right on, 100%. And the thing is that you think if it had been an LGBTQ or a trans person that was being forced to stay in their room, what would have happened? I mean, you'd have had the National Guard there. All hell would have broken loose. But because it is a conservative, because it is somebody who's in the mainstream representing 98% of the American people, because I think that the estimates are by those that know the numbers that we're talking less than 1% of trans people. And they are, you know, you've got the tail shaking the dog big time here. And, you know, and in the spirit of athleticism, you know, I grew up in an athletic family. We competed fairly. This was part of the ethos of athletics, Olympics, everything. You know, it's all about fair play. You can't have an advantage, whether it's with drugs or, you know, some extra chromosome or whatever. You know, they were interested in keeping the playing field level. Suddenly, the world, it's not just America, but the world has gone mad, Jenny Beth. And we're trying to accommodate something that, in the spirit of competition and fair play, athletes know when they win because of the rules and there's fair play. If there's an interjection by a biased umpire or a referee or something, that's not right. And if now you've got the bias of gender coming into play, okay, all right, get your trophy. But you knew you had an unfair advantage. Everybody sees it what it is. And, you know, and in the spirit of athleticism and competition, I would dare say that most athletes wouldn't even acknowledge the winner in that kind of, you know, biased outcome.
No, because in athletics, everything is supposed to be about performance and how good you are at the game that you are playing or the sport that you are playing. And whoever is the very best is the winner. And you have to play by the rules of the game. What the people inside of the transgender movement want, what the people inside of the left, the radical left want, they want to change the rules of the game to suit them so they can rig the outcomes. They want to do that in sports. They want to do that when it comes to the law. They'll do that when it comes to weaponizing the government. They'll do it when it comes to our elections. They'll do it however they can to rig it so they win. They don't want, not only do they not want an even playing field so the best wins, the best person is the most successful person or the most qualified person, or the law applies equally across the board because it's an even playing field. They want to twist and manipulate the law and the rules to give advantages to the people who they deem worthy. And if you're not part of the people who they deem worthy, then too bad, so sad, you're in jail, you're attacked, things happen to you, and they don't care, and they treat you as if you are less than human because you don't agree with them 100% of the time. It's wrong, it's dangerous when you dehumanize.
Exactly.
Jenny Beth Martin, 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
You know, we've been hearing for the last few years, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, they have been screaming for help. I mean, literally screaming for our help. And the reason they're having to come to us, we the people, because we're like their Obi-Wan Kenobi. We're their last resort. This is how desperate. They are there at the border. They're dealing with the cartels and drugs and this mass migration that the policies of the Biden administration. And you have to see this, ladies and gentlemen. We keep reporting on this, and it is a counter narrative to the lies that the mainstream media would want us to believe and that Mayorkas would want us to believe. I mean, Mayorkas has become the Baghdad Bob of the southern border. It is in crisis. Now, faced with an unprecedented number of families arriving at the southwest border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, you know, gosh, I'll tell you, you've got to respect what they have done and how they've put their lives on the line to do what they believe they signed up for, the oath of office that they have, the mission that they have been charged with, you know, to protect our southern border. But they're not getting any help. If anything, you have an administration and its policies that are exacerbating the problem. But yet we are told by whether it's Mayorkas or the president that all is well. You know, that it must be our lying eyes that we don't have an open border and that there is no border crisis. Here to tell us more about it is Chris Chmielewski. He's the vice president of Numbers USA. Chris, you know, when can we, I don't know, you and I talk about this all the time, and I know that what we're trying to do is put in some, you know, truthful reporting to, against all the negative reporting, but I think if you were to match it minutes to minutes, I mean, we're overwhelmed because of the lack of, you know, veracity and honesty and objectivity and I believe, you know, righteous journalism to do what they're supposed to do. and that is to protect the interests of America and to challenge the administration. But instead, they have jumped into the shallow end of the pool with the administration in order to serve their bidding, because that's what they get rewarded for. You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. So this is why they're in this circle and this cycle that they cannot get out of, because they have to stay cozied up to the to this administration. If they're to buck this administration, well, the coin, the coin of the realm is leaks. It's information that you get from the government. And if you're on the no-go list, then you're going to be hard pressed to report on these stories, and you could very well be without a job. It has been, weaponized in every way, and as a result, the things that we have within our Constitution that are designed to protect the interests of the American people are all compromised. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think you're putting it pretty accurately. You know, there's basically no national discussion about what's going on down at the border. You'll see a couple passing news reports every once in a while. Every once in a while, a reporter, not from Fox News, will ask a question of the president or of the press secretary. But for the most part, what's been going on for 2.5 years, and yeah, it's a crisis. That's how you label it. That's how we label it. It's absolutely a crisis. I don't know how you can define it any other way when you've got record apprehensions for more than 24 straight months now.
Chris, what's going to happen? There's going to be a day of reconciliation on this, and under new management, which happens in this country, I could see where the knee-jerk response and the fulcrum swinging back 180 degrees in the opposite direction, and then you're going to have mass deportations. And there is going to be a lot of pain because of the mess that was created by this current regime, because it's unsustainable as it stands right now unless there is some wise leadership that can figure out what to do. But you don't have a fair shot at it, because the people, these migrants who are coming in, as was shown and demonstrated in the Senate hearing that Mayorkas couldn't even understand when he was asked about the bands that all these migrants are wearing. I mean, the cartels are pretty sophisticated, and they've got markings on these people with wristbands that has them in their right category. And in essence, Chris, they're beholden to the cartel. Their allegiance is to the cartel, not to the United States of America.
Yeah, yeah. And, what amazes me is our Democratic lawmakers have seen this. They've been down to the border. They've talked to the same Border Patrol agents that the Republicans are talking to. And, yeah, they're talking to some of the groups that are more sympathetic to what's happening down there, the NGOs that are profiting by relocating the illegal border crossers across the country. But they're seeing this with their own eyes, and yet their only answer to it really is, well, we need comprehensive immigration reform, which means we got to grant amnesty to everybody who's here illegally, and we got to allow anybody around the world who wants to come here. Zero limits whatsoever. And that's always their solution to everything. Rather than saying, yeah, we need some real border security here. And I think you're going to see that exposed, because the House Judiciary Committee is supposed to start marking up a package of legislation next week to deal with a border crisis. And I'm sure every single Democrat on the committee is going to rail against every bill that comes forward.
Well, no doubt, because that's the party. They're in lockstep. They are promoting this crisis. They're not interested in solving the crisis in a manner that is consistent with American values. I mean, that is clear, and this is what people need to see. But, they have set up a system that it's us against them. It's not, it's not being American or anti-American. And that's really what it's come down to. And as long as they keep it in the box of it's Republicans versus Democrats, then it's plausible, and they, you know, they get to run out the clock and get their way, and then you get Republicans, squishy Republicans, who'll just get tired and worn out arguing, and they'll just surrender. That's the process. This has been going on for decades. There's nothing new here. It's just now it's coming to a head, and it's really pushing, you know, the Republicans and people, you know, they've got to decide, okay, how far am I willing to go? Where is the line in the sand on this?
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, it's the state of our current political discourse. You know, all of these issues, you get rid of the facts, you get rid of all reasoning, all common sense. It's all about, well, what do the Democrats think and what do the Republicans think?
Exactly.
And the Democrats are obvious, are going to always take the opposite side that the Republicans take, and vice versa, where I think, you know, at least I'd be willing to bet more than 80% of Americans, if they went down to the border and saw for their own eyes what's actually happening down there, the numbers of people that are coming across, how our Border Patrol agents are just basically instructed to get their name and telephone number and address and send them on their way into the United States. You know, if they saw this with their own eyes, I think they would come to a different conclusion of how this whole thing needs to be addressed.
How can they not see it? I mean, they're watching TV. Even if you're looking on your cell phone for the young kids, and you see the reports that are coming in, it's undeniable. See, but you said it exactly right, Chris. See, what happens is we have to look at it through the standard of the Constitution. Aren't we still a constitutional republic? Isn't that the true standard and measure of American society and the American idea?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's happened is the left has caused us to lose sight of that, and it's become us against them. It's become Republicans against Democrats, not does it add to the Constitution or does it take away? Does it add to our freedoms or does it limit our freedoms? You see, and this is what the left has been able to successfully maneuver over the decades, and that's why we're at each other's throats when we abandon the key principle that we're all Americans and we need to do what's right for Americans, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, but Americans.
Right. And there are, you know, there are a handful. There's a certain percentage of the United States, of citizens of the United States, they just believe in open borders. So they're not going to support any sort of border security, but most people agree on this. That's the one thing that's agreed upon by most, is that we have to stop what's been happening routinely now, really since about 2014, 2015, with the loosening of some of these asylum regulations and the expansion of parole to people who cross the border illegally, and the abuses that we see of employers taking advantage of these people crossing the border illegally. Everybody agrees that it has to stop. They have different responses to what should happen after we stop it. But, you know, don't we all agree? Let's stop it. Let's come together and at least stop it. And then we can fight after the fact what we're going to do moving forward.
Well, the sad commentary of it all is that, you know, people learn by experience. You know, as we've said it before, you know, sometimes you have to defy gravity enough times that you finally realize, hey, it's time to be, you know, stop being stupid here. And this is where we are. We keep defying gravity and defying the obvious, you know, for the sake of ideology and the sake of my party over your party, not what's good for all humankind. But meanwhile, lawlessness is running amok and people are dying because of this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again.
Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr.